بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وروي عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الرجل ليؤتى كتابه منشورا فيقول: يا رب، فأين حسنات كذا وكذا عملتها ليست في صحيفتي؟ فيقول: محيت باغتيابك الناس. حضرت أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه narrated: رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: Amen will be shown his book of deeds open in front of him, and he will say, Oh my Rabb, where are my good deeds for such and such action that I did? It is not found here in my book of deeds. It could have been salah, it could have been an umrah, it could have been charity. And he was probably expecting to see the rewards for that action. And now he can't find it. So Allah Ta'ala will say to him, Muhiyat, I wiped it out. It is all lost. Why? Because of you backbiting the people. Certain actions have this effect of erasing our good deeds from our book of deeds, and ghibat is one of those actions that erases a person's good deeds. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect us. A person does so much of good only to find on the day of Qiyamah that because of this action that he didn't pay attention to, he lost all his rewards. And in the next hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains what is ghibat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا رَكْ يَكْرَهُ. To mention anything of your brother in his absence that he dislikes. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, what if it is true about him, it is found in him, that quality, that thing that we are speaking about him, it is there, found in him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then it is ghibat, and if it is not found in him, then it is slander, buhtan. Two words, ghiba and buhtan. Ghibat is something true that a person dislikes you speaking about him, and buhtan is slander, something that is false, and you falsely accusing someone of something. Allah Ta'ala save us from these two evils.